Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Grimace Rising. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
I have vague memories of Grimace from childhood, of course, and they all came flooding back to me in June when I noticed McDonald's Instagram was taken over by Grimace himself, the big purple gumdrop-looking character that always seemed like a kind of fast food Eeyore. Boy, was I wrong. Today, we're talking about Grimace, where he came from, where he's going, and a bizarre TikTok trend that's taking the character to a whole deadly new level. Grimace the McDonald's character was born in 1971 when he made his first appearance in a television ad. In the 1971 version, Grimace was evil, a scaly, many-armed milkshake fiend who resided in McDonaldland with Ronald McDonald's, Hamburglar, and the Fry Kids, zealously stealing milkshakes in the same way Hamburglar burgled those Big Macs. But McDonald's marketing was really trying to get its footing at the time, and Grimace was, according to former McDonald's creative officer Roy Burgolds, at best a misstep and at worst a huge, terrifying mistake. Quote, "The original Grimace was scaly, mean-looking, had four arms, and had no charm whatsoever," he said. "He scared kids." Grimace evolved from his nefarious persona to become something a little bit dopier, a kind of waddly, good-natured lover of McDonald's. And of course, there was always the question, what exactly is Grimace? Most journalists report that Grimace is a big purple taste bud, though that's a controversial answer, to be honest. Some say that he's a blob, while McDonald's themselves once alluded to Grimace being, quote, the embodiment of a milkshake. In any case, while McDonald's likes to keep Grimace's actual identity pretty vague, his family life is quite the opposite and is all over the McDonald's Wikipedia page. Quote, "Grimace is from Grimace Island and comes from a huge family, including his grandma Winky, aunts Millie and Tilly, and his uncle O'Grimacy. In fact, Uncle O'Grimacy was once the Shamrock Shake's mascot." Also, is Grimace Island off of Ireland? There's a lot of Irish pride happening here. In any case, Grimace has been in lots of commercials over the years, but has laid low lately. Also, according to McDonald's Wikipedia page, Grimace's limited appearances included a dance at Dodger Stadium on July 18, 2012. He appeared in Malaysian Happy Meal toys, at the 2020 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, in a tweet by McDonald's in 2022 with a parody cryptocurrency known as Grimace Coin, and in a 2022 Super Bowl commercial voiced by Ryan Reynolds. And then, this year, right before his 52nd birthday. Let's take a break. On June 6th, McDonald's announced its first ever purple-colored shake in honor of Grimace's 52nd birthday. The shake came with fun retro ads and even a Grimace Instagram takeover, which was actually very fun to experience. The shake itself was, quote, "inspired by Grimace's iconic color and sweetness, and is part of the Grimace birthday meal, which also comes with a choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece chicken McNuggets and fries." The taste of the shake, like Grimace's identity, is also pretty controversial. Some say it tastes like Fruity Pebbles, blueberry cream pie, strawberry shake, bubblegum, and when asked what the flavor actually is, McDonald's employees are instructed to just say Grimace. In my experience, the Grimace birthday shake is kind of a vanilla soft serve with light, very light berry notes, maybe undertones of chalk or lipstick. When I got one with a friend, one of ours was like this royal purple and one was very light lavender, so I can't really speak to its consistency. And its flavor, I give it a B. But what evolved from a B-level shake was, for me, arguably much more fun to consume. As the Grimace birthday craze crested, many patrons shot short, horror comedy-type TikToks pretending to pass out in a puddle of purple or die from consumption of the shake. On June 27th, Grimace himself finally commented on the trend via the McDonald's Twitter account. Under a picture of himself looking pretty dumb and oblivious, Grimace said, quote, "me pretending I don't see the Grimace shake trend. Three E's in me and two D's in trend." This trend, again, was very fun to watch. They were these fun plays on short horror movies, really creatively edited and acted in, and all of them incorporating this very purple to lavender-like shake. All in all, everyone fucking loved the Grimace shake trend, myself included. Christopher Parkett, in a piece by America Magazine, even went so far as to say the shake restored his faith in humanity. Quote, "The Grimace shake phenomenon has affirmed my hope that most humans fundamentally seek connection, not division. And that, I suppose, is the greatest 52nd birthday gift of all."